Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. This is lesson 36, and in today's lesson, we're going to be going shopping. Well, Cara's going to be shopping, I'm going to be buying some postcards. We'll be putting into practice the language that we learned back in lesson 25 and 26. So we hope you find this useful for shopping in a Spanish-speaking country. We're going to begin with a conversation that was recorded in an estanco. Un estanco. Can you remember what un estanco was? Un estanco is a tobacconist's, and that's where you can buy stamps and also, in this case, postcards. We'll then be continuing our shopping trip with the visit to the shoe shop where Cara and her mum decided to buy some shoes. Let's begin, first of all, in the estanco, and we will listen to the conversation as usual right the way through, and then I'll start to split it up and talk about the various aspects of language contained in this conversation. So get ready to listen.
Buenas.
Hola.
¿Tienen tarjetas postales?
Sí, están allí al lado de las revistas.
Gracias.
Muy bien. ¿Quiere usted sobres para las tarjetas?
Sí, por favor.
¿Y eso es todo?
Necesito también sellos.
¿Para dónde?
Uno para Canadá, dos para Gran Bretaña y uno para España.
Muy bien. ¿Necesita algo más?
No, ya está.
Pues entonces son 4.30 en total.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias, y aquí tiene la vuelta.
Muchas gracias.
A usted, que tenga un buen día.
So, how much of that did you understand? Hopefully, you picked up quite a few of the words and phrases in that conversation. We're going to listen to the conversation now in parts, and you can see the constructions used in this conversation when I explain them. Let's listen to the beginning of the conversation.
Buenas.
Hola.
¿Tienen tarjetas postales?
Sí, están allí al lado de las revistas.
Gracias.
So I've asked the question, ¿tienen tarjetas postales? Listen once more to the answer.
Sí, están allí al lado de las revistas.
Now that was quite quick, so I'll say this more slowly. Listen carefully. Sí, están allí al lado de las revistas. Están allí al lado de las revistas. Okay, now there's one phrase in there that you'll probably have recognized, and that's al lado de. Al lado de was used when we were learning about the town. For example, el restaurante está al lado del hotel. Can you remember what al lado de means? It's beside. El restaurante está al lado del hotel. The restaurant is beside the hotel or next to the hotel. Están allí al lado de las revistas. They are over there. Beside the magazines. Las revistas, the magazines. So I go and have a look at the postcards and then come back with the postcards I've chosen to buy. The shop assistant asks me if I would like something for the postcards. Have a listen to this.
Muy bien. ¿Quiere usted sobres para las tarjetas?
Sí, por favor.
She asked, ¿Quiere usted sobres para las tarjetas? Un sobre is an envelope. So she's asking me, ¿Quiere usted, do you want, sobres, envelopes, para las tarjetas, for the postcards? She then asks, ¿Y eso es todo? And is that all? And I say that I want something else. I need something else. Have a listen to what I need and see if you can work out exactly what it is that I'm looking for.
¿Y eso es todo?
Necesito también sellos.
¿Para dónde?
Uno para Canadá, dos para Gran Bretaña y uno para España.
So I'm looking for sellos. Un sello is a stamp. I specified which countries I required the stamps for. Uno para Canadá, dos para Gran Bretaña y uno para España. So that should be one for Canada, two for Great Britain and one for Spain. The conversation continues.
Muy bien. ¿Necesita algo más?
No, no, ya está.
Pues entonces son 4.30 en total.
So I don't need anything else, and the lady tells me the price. Listen again and see if you can work out how much my postcards and stamps cost.
Pues entonces son 4.30 en total.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias, y aquí tiene la vuelta.
Muchas gracias.
A usted, que tenga un buen día.
4.30 en total. 4.30, 4 euros 30. We're in Spain, so we're talking in euros. And something else to say is that in Spain, it's quite often to hear the word con used between the number of euros and the number of cents. For example, 4.30 or 8.90. So 8.90, 8.90. That's very common in Spain. As we're finishing the conversation, the lady says, Que tenga un buen día. Literally, may you have a nice day. Que tenga un buen día. Have a nice day. Bueno, ya está. That's the whole of conversation number one. Let's listen again and see how much you understand one last time, now that we've gone through the language covered in this conversation.
Buenas.
Hola.
¿Tienen tarjetas postales?
Sí, están allí al lado de las revistas.
Gracias.
Muy bien. ¿Quiere usted sobres para las tarjetas?
Sí, por favor.
¿Y eso es todo?
Necesito también sellos.
¿Para dónde?
Uno para Canadá, dos para Gran Bretaña y uno para España.
Muy bien. ¿Necesita algo más?
No, no, ya está.
Pues entonces son 4.30 en total.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias, y aquí tiene la vuelta.
Muchas gracias.
A usted, que tenga un buen día.
Okay, so it's time now to move on to our second dialogue, another shopping situation. And in this one, it's Cara and her mum going shopping for shoes. Have a listen to the whole dialogue and then we'll be back to go through the language used.
Buenos días.
Hola.
Buenos días. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Solo estamos mirando.
Muy bien, si necesita algo me lo dicen.
Gracias.
Por favor, mi madre quisiera probarse estos zapatos. ¿Tiene una 38? Un momento. Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
¿Cómo están?
They're a bit big.
¿Tiene la 37? Voy a ver. Lo siento, se nos ha agotado la 37.
No importa. ¿Y estos?
Estos sí que tengo la 37. Un momentito. Aquí tiene.
Gracias. Están bien.
¿Cuánto valen? Estos valen 45 euros.
¿45 euros? ¿45?
¡Sí!
Muy bien.
Se los lleva. Muy bien. ¿Quieren acompañarme a la caja?
¿Podemos pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Claro que sí. Necesito su pasaporte o DNI.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
So, how was that? Obviously, there was quite a lot in that conversation. Cara and her mum were shopping for shoes, and as you know, Cara's mum doesn't speak a huge amount of Spanish, but she did very well there, and Cara helped. At the beginning of the conversation, Cara and her mum had just gone into the shoe shop and were looking around. Listen to this part.
Buenos días.
Hola. Buenos días.
¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Solo estamos mirando.
Muy bien, si necesitan algo me lo dicen.
Gracias.
You'll have recognized the ¿En qué puedo ayudarles? Question from the assistant. ¿En qué puedo ayudarles? How can I help you? Cara said, solo estamos mirando. Solo estamos mirando. We are just looking. Estar plus a verb that ends in ando or yendo means to be doing something. Estoy mirando. I am looking. Estoy cantando. I am singing. Estoy estudiando español. I am studying Spanish. In this situation, Cara said, estamos mirando. We are looking. The shop assistant then said something to Cara and her mum. Listen again to what she said.
Muy bien. Si necesitan algo, me lo dicen.
Si necesitan algo, me lo dicen. Si necesitan, si ustedes necesitan, if you need algo, something, me lo dicen. Tell me. Si necesitan algo, me lo dicen. If you need something, tell me. Just say. So Cara and her mum look for some shoes, and when they find a pair that they like, they ask for that pair in the particular size they need.
Por favor, mi madre quisiera probarse estos zapatos. ¿Tiene una 38?
Un momento.
Cara says, mi madre quisiera probarse estos zapatos. Now, un zapato is a shoe. Un zapato, so zapatos. Probarse means to try something on. So, mi madre quisiera, my mother quisiera, would like. Mi madre quisiera probarse, to try on, estos zapatos, these shoes. Try saying that whole sentence. Mi madre quisiera probarse estos zapatos. Let's think a little about this probarse again. We always cover a particular point of grammar in these lessons, so this is what we're going to be looking at today. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Probarse is what's called a reflexive verb. It's like llamarse. Llamarse meaning to call oneself. So probarse is kind of like saying to try oneself, to try something onto oneself. When we talk about I am called or I call myself, we say me llamo. And when someone else is calling him or herself, you say se llama. So I call myself Mark, me llamo Mark. Cara calls herself Cara. Se llama Cara. So the me is used for me, for myself, and se for himself or herself. So when Cara's talking about her mum, she's saying probarse. She wants to probarse estos zapatos. If I want to say, I would like to try these shoes on, I would say, quisiera probarme estos zapatos. Quisiera probarme estos zapatos. Try saying that. Quisiera probarme estos zapatos. So the lady comes back having found the size that was requested.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
¿Cómo están?
They're a bit big.
¿Tiene la 37?
Voy a ver.
So obviously the size 38 is a little big for Cara's mum. She needs a smaller size. So Cara asks, ¿Tiene la 37? Do you have the 37? And the shop assistant says, Voy a ver. Voy a ver. I'm going to see, literally. I'll go and have a look. The word ver, which is spelled V-E-R, means to see, and it's often combined with a in the phrase a ver. A ver. Now, it's quite easy to get this mixed up with another word in Spanish, a ver, which sounds exactly the same, but it's spelled H-A-B-E-R. And that is one of the verbs used for to have. It's normally used in the sense of to have done something. It's quite easy to get mixed up between these two. But just think of haber when it's used in that sense as, let's see, haber, like that. And in this case, the girl said, voy a ver. I'm going to see, I'm going to have a look. So let's see if they do have a size 38 in that particular shoe.
Lo siento, se nos ha agotado la 37.
No importa.
Listen again.
Lo siento, se nos ha agotado la 37.
No importa.
Now, that's quite a mouthful there. However, it's important to realise that even if you didn't understand what followed, you would understand lo siento and indeed the tone of her voice. She doesn't have them. Se nos ha agotado la 37. This is quite a complicated phrase and basically it means that they've run out of size 37 in that particular shoe. Se nos ha agotado la 37. Cara uses a nice phrase to answer that. She says, no importa, no importa. It doesn't matter. Cara's mum then finds another pair of shoes and she says, ¿Y estos? What about these ones?
¿Y estos?
Estos sí que tengo la 37. Un momentito. Aquí tiene.
Gracias. Están bien.
The shop assistant says, Estos sí que tengo en la 37. These ones I do have in the 37. Sí que is used for emphatic purposes. Sí que tengo. Yes, I do have that one in a 37. And the size 37 fits. Están bien. But will the price fit as well as the size?
¿Cuánto valen?
Estos valen 45 euros.
45 euros.
45?
Sí.
Muy bien.
Se los lleva.
Cara asks the question, ¿cuánto valen? ¿Cuánto valen? And this is an alternative way of asking how much something costs. She could have said, ¿cuánto cuestan? But ¿cuánto valen? Is an alternative. You can use them interchangeably. ¿Cuánto valen? And they were 45 euros. 45 euros, as Cara's mum rightly pointed out. Cara then said, she'll take them. Se los lleva. Se los lleva. Now that's quite a tricky construction there. Literally, it means to herself. them she takes or she carries. Se los lleva. She'll take them. If you want to say I'll take them, you would say me los llevo. Llevo, because it's the I part of the verb. Just like me llamo. Me llamo, I call myself. Me los llevo. To me or to myself, them I take. I'll take them. Me los llevo. And perhaps just to confuse things a little further, los, because we're talking about los zapatos, and they're masculine plural. Me los llevo. Please don't worry about this. I'm just trying to give you that little bit of extra information.
Muy bien. ¿Quieren acompañarme a la caja?
So the shop assistant says, ¿Quieren acompañarme a la caja? Literally, do you want to accompany me to the checkout? Listen to the final part of the conversation.
¿Podemos pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Claro que sí. Necesito su pasaporte o DNI.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
Cara asks, ¿podemos pagar con tarjeta de crédito? Can we pay by credit card? And the lady said, necesito su pasaporte o DNI. So, I need your passport or su DNI. DNI stands for Documento Nacional de Identificación, your National Identification Document. Okay, so there really is quite a lot in that conversation. We're going to listen to it one more time before we finish off for this podcast.
Buenos días.
Hola.
Buenos días.
¿En qué puedo ayudarles?
Solo estamos mirando.
Muy bien. Si necesita algo, me lo dicen.
Gracias.
Por favor, mi madre quisiera probarse estos zapatos. ¿Tiene una 38?
Un momento. Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
¿Cómo están?
They're a bit big.
¿Tiene la 37?
Voy a ver. Lo siento, se nos ha agotado la 37.
No importa.
¿Y estos?
Estos sí que tengo la 37. Un momentito. Aquí tiene.
Gracias. ¿Están bien?
¿Cuánto valen?
Estos valen 45 euros.
¿45 euros?
¿45?
¡Sí!
Muy bien.
Se los lleva.
Muy bien. ¿Quieren acompañarme a la caja?
¿Podemos pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Claro que sí. Necesito su pasaporte o DNI.
Aquí tiene.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Hola, dígame. ¿Cómo va?
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.